Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Welcome to the show. Today's topic is doing your life, and I'd like to talk to you about any aspect of your life and how you're doing and how you could do even better. The numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, you can phone us on 001-858-623-0102. Just before I start taking calls, I wanted to sort of set the table. One of the big debates between New Age philosophers and religious fundamentalists and even traditional psychologists is to what extent people create their own reality. Now, at one end of the debate are the people who believe that we create 100% of our reality. And that's 100%. So that's everything from the horrors of 9/11 to the thrill of winning the lottery and everything in between. Now, since we're creating our reality through our thoughts, words, and actions, according to this philosophy, the most important thing that we can do is to be vigilant in choosing what we think, what we say, and what we do. Now, at the other end of the spectrum are people who believe in absolute karma, fate, or destiny. Since everything is preordained, there's no point in trying to change anything. And if you do succeed in changing anything, that was preordained too, according to that philosophy. So, according to that philosophy, it doesn't particularly matter what you think, say, or do, and your job is simply to be who you are, do what you do, and pretty much enjoy the ride. Now, having spent the last 18 years or so exploring both spiritual philosophy and practicing practical psychology, I've settled on a sort of a useful distinction somewhere between the two extremes. We create 100% of our experience of reality, moment by moment by moment. In other words, whether or not we're the creators of our reality, we absolutely are the creators of our experience of that reality. So, regardless of what's going on with you right now, you can enhance the quality of your experience, and therefore the quality of your life, by making different choices in this moment. If you're experiencing an area of your life as easy and joyful and meaningful and productive, that's because you're doing ease, joy, meaning, and productivity. If you're experiencing an area of your life as hard or problematic or filled with suffering, it's because in this moment, you're doing hard, you're doing problems, and you're doing suffering. And throughout the show, I'm going to talk more about how you do problems and also how you can do solutions and how you can do success. We're going to go to the phones in just a moment. If you're on the line, please stay. I will get to you. The numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, you can phone in on 001-858-623-0102. Let's begin with Wilhelmina in Virginia. Wilhelmina, welcome to the show. How can I be of assistance?
Hi, Mr. Neal. Yeah, I just want to know how I can make my life more prosperous this year.
Okay, well, how have you been, this is going to sound a strange question, but it's kind of to do with the theme of this week's show. How have you been keeping your life from being prosperous up until now?
Well, I really haven't had any motivation. I've changed my careers in the last couple of years, and I changed it again, and now I don't have any motivation to do anything at all.
Okay. Well, do you have motive? You say that, but you've just phoned into a talk show to ask how to make your life more prosperous. It takes a certain degree of motivation to do that.
Yeah.
So what if I could wave my magic wand and you could have anything that you wanted? What is it you want me to wave my magic wand for right now?
Set me in the right direction for a career.
The right direction for a career. Okay, and if you listen to the whispers, if you listen to sort of just that inner sense of, ooh, something that sounds fun, where might that take you, even if it doesn't make any sense? What just appeals to you right now?
More like in a nursing career.
Okay, and I can hear in the way that you're talking about it that you're already kind of locked into the idea that the way that your prosperity is going to come in is through a career,
right?
Through and that there's a straight path. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is follow that inner prompting, follow that heart prompting, in terms of if something to do with nursing, something to do with caring with others is really appealing to you right now. But don't get too caught up in that it's got to work out this way. One of the ways that it was explained to me, in terms of, I was working with a relationship coach who was a guest on one of my other shows, and he was saying that the problem is people look for their soulmates. You know, they're the person they want to spend their life with. And they know 100 people, So they figure that it must be one of those 100 people, so they start trying to go through those 100 people to find which one's going to be their soulmate. And God, or whatever you believe the higher power is, knows 6 billion people. So you can right now maybe think of one or two paths to make your life more prosperous. And while it could be one of those, I can guarantee you God or whatever your higher power is can think of about 6 billion paths. And so if you can stay focused on that inspiration, that thing that you're moved to do next, the thing that you're drawn to as a next step, and you just keep taking that next step, the next will be revealed, and the next, and the next.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the very first step? What's one action that you can take in the next 24 hours to just move yourself in the direction of something that you would really love to do?
I'd probably have to try to get into the nurse's field and see how I can go about doing that.
Okay, so that's a big project. What would be a first step? Is there a number that you can call? Is there a brochure you can pick up? Is there a person that you can talk with?
Yeah, I can. I'm usually on the internet looking for different kinds of places, so I've been looking for schools to go to.
Okay, so what I want you to do, this is your homework, okay, is I want you to find one school, and I want you to request information from the one that just that grabs your attention for whatever reason.
Okay.
And it's an interesting thing, but as soon as you start taking that definite action, Providence moves too. And before you know it, the next action is going to be revealed to you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'd love it if you check back in either on the phone or you can visit the message boards on my website at geniuscatalyst.com. And just let me know how it's going and see how those next steps keep unfolding.
Okay, Neil.
All right. Thanks very much,
Thank
Wilhelmina.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Susan in Long Island. Susan, how can I be of assistance today?
Hi. I have a lot of things that I would like to change.
You have 2 minutes. Go.
Okay. Yeah. One is being more prosperous. Another is find a relationship and getting married. And another is having more time with my son for shared parenting. Told you it was a lot.
Okay. So for you, what would be wonderful to get off our, to come away from the show with today? What would just be a wonderful next...
I guess relationship.
Relationships. Okay, so how do you do relationships right now? What are you doing in your relationships? What results are you creating?
Well, I'm trying to do, like, the internet kind of thing, .com things, and I've been doing it. It's not working at all.
Okay.
Just not.
So do you know what your a wonderful relationship would be like? What experience you would have if you were in a wonderful relationship?
Sure.
Describe that to me a bit.
Someone who's caring, sincere, a team player, who both can love and respect each other, have some things in common, and who's very family-oriented, would like to get married.
Okay, and how would you feel if you were with that person?
Great.
Okay, that's pretty vague. You know the Eskimos have 52 words for snow? Because they have so much snow that they have to make lots of distinctions. Okay, we need you to get 52 different ways of feeling great, because you're going to get so used to feeling great that you're going to be able to make all these little distinctions about the different kinds of great that you're going to start feeling. So let's just begin that now. What's a specific feeling, and you can either label it or you can tell me where in your body you feel it, that you're going to feel?
I guess a sense of security, enthusiasm, peace.
Okay, and so where in your body would you experience that security, enthusiasm, and peace?
I guess in my stomach and in my head.
Okay, so go to that feeling in your stomach, wherever it is. Because what I want you to do is I want you to take a little bit of time now to really get in touch with that feeling. Because it's an interesting thing that more than the thoughts about what it is that we want, we seem to really create the experience through the vibration of our feelings.
Hmm.
So if you... focus in on that feeling of how you will feel when you're in the kind of relationship that you want to be in. What happens is instead of going to that relationship like a beggar, going, please make me feel this way, mm-hmm. you get to go in with all those feelings and saying, hey, would you like me to share these wonderful feelings with you? And can you see how different that is?
Yes.
See, most people go into a relationship, it's like there's an analogy Don Miguel Ruiz uses where... if somebody knocked at your door and said, hey, I've got pizza for you, but you're going to have to put up with a lot of abuse from me if you want the pizza. Well, if you are full, you're going to tell that person to go away. But if you're starving, you might be willing to put up with all that abuse just because you're desperate. When you start to cultivate those good feelings inside yourself, then suddenly a whole new set of people are going to be attracted into your circle, because they're people who are going to want to share in that feeling from you instead of people that you're going to have to try to get that feeling from. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I hear a question there. What I'm going to ask you to do is hang on over the break, because we're coming up on a break, and
okay.
I'll pick up with that question afterwards. If you want to get in the next session, the numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. If you're holding now, I will get to you in the next segment. You're listening to You Can Have What You Want. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
1, 2, 3!
Hello, this is Louise Hay. 20 years ago, Hollywood director Colin Higgins, who went on to direct many successful movies, including 9 to 5, gave me a grant to make the groundbreaking video, Doors Opening. This video helped thousands of people with AIDS to realize that there is hope and a multitude of alternative therapies. And so the Hay Foundation was born. Today, the Hay Foundation has grown into a vital resource where we can help end suffering of those of all ages who are ill and abused, of animals, prison reform, and many unknown but very worthy causes. Our foundation provides support to charitable organizations that help heal us on every level. If you would like to join me in this, please visit www.hayfoundation.org. Let's make it a world where we are all blessed.
1, 2, 3, hey!
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Hello and welcome back. The numbers to call if you want to get in are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. Susan, we were talking with you about relationships, and I could just
yes.
hear a little question in your voice just before we went to the break. So what was that question?
Well, the thing is that I don't think people really want to travel to where I kind of live, and if I put the ad out, nobody's responding to it, and then if I go on a couple of dates, they never call back, so it's not like I'm, I don't know.
Okay, so what I heard right there is a serious case of premature practicality. In other words, the way to get a date is to put an ad in the paper and to go on some dates, and then if we get on, then that will be the next step. Right? That's the strategy. That's the plan.
Well, right now, yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. People don't fail, but plans can fail. So
okay.
if your plan isn't working, it might be that for you, for right now, it's not a terribly good plan.
Yeah, I don't know what else to do. That's
right. Well, that's fine, because you don't need to know what else to do yet. All you need to do, and this is what I'm going to give you as your homework, is you need to just take some time to really tune in to the feeling of what it is that you want. And you'll know that you've got it because you'll just feel inspired. It'll feel wonderful. You go, yeah, that's it. And then what you do is absolutely nothing until you're inspired to do something. And I'll tell you what will happen. Within 24 hours of your getting a hold of that feeling inside yourself, you're going to notice an ad in a paper. You're going to have a thought pop into your head out of the blue. You're going to get a call or an email from somebody you haven't talked to in ages. And you're going to suddenly know what to do next.
Okay,
so your job is to cultivate that feeling and then wait.
Now, real quickly, what you mean by cultivate it is be happy?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. It's a real, it's a horrible thing for me to ask you to do, isn't it?
No, I mean, you can, I don't know, you can be happy, but still want someone in your life.
Absolutely, and that's the trick. The trick is to not wait until they're there to feel happy, because then you're putting out a vibe, I need you. And there's nothing kind of ickier than somebody who needs you in that way. As opposed to a vibe of, hey, wouldn't it be great to spend some time together? And that vibe is picked up energetically, even if it's never said.
So you think maybe I'm having a difficult time because I'm sending that image out?
Well, whether it's the image or the vibration or however you want to think about it, I can tell you what I do know is that if you start putting, if you get to that place in yourself of peace and of happiness and of well-being each day, people are going to start being attracted to you. Guarantee it.
Okay.
Absolutely guarantee it. I've seen it again and again and again. And again,
okay.
Please do let me know how it goes. Check in on the boards. We've got a special radio board at geniuscatalyst.com just for things like that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Susan. Okay. Let's go to Trish in Phoenix. Trish, how can I be of assistance today?
Oh, well, I'm so happy that I got in. I'm supposed to be at work, so I was happy to get on the show. But what's going on with me is I'm in the middle of starting a business,
mm-hmm.
and I've tried to do other businesses, and they just didn't work. And this time I'm by myself, and I'm putting money into it. So I just wonder if you can give me some guidance, because I have failed before.
So far we've established that you're human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh huh.
So let me ask, because the way that this I get the little precis typed up on the board for me, and what it says here is trying to start a new biz. I'm afraid I'll make the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm. And I know I have to watch my thoughts and my feelings and.
Okay, I'm going to suggest something a little bit different.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that, see, the problem with bringing the thought police in is it kind of cramps your creativity. Have you ever driven with a police car behind you? Even if you're not speeding?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you kind of just tense up a little and,
right.
You know, you suddenly start doing everything very right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the problem with the thought police. If you bring them in too early, you don't allow your mind free rein to get creative and to play and to just have fun. So instead of worrying so much about which thoughts pass through your mind, what I'm going to ask you to focus on is, what would you love to do? What are you inspired to do? Again, it's such a fundamental shift. We're so used to trying to do things right that it never occurs to us to do what we really want to do. And more often than not, what you really want to do is exactly what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like an image I sometimes have for it is you're walking towards... You ever seen one of those old Hammer horror movies where there's smoke and somebody's walking towards the castle and there's all this smoke and they can barely see in front of them?
Yeah.
It's all very spooky. Well, that to me is kind of what it's like going for your goal. Occasionally, there's like a flash of lightning and you can see a path illuminated. But most of the rest of the time, you can see about two or three spaces in front of you. And if you tried to force yourself to go in a straight line, in other words, not to stay with your experience, not to stay with yourself, but to try and do things the right way, you don't know if that straight line leads directly into a moat or off a cliff or where it leads. But if you stay with the moment and you stay with what's in front of you, and there's just two questions that you can use in any moment that's really help you bring you back to the present, and focus. And I want you to just play with these over the next week.
Okay.
And the first one is, what's happening right now? So what's happening for you right now in this very moment? What's going on inside you? What's going on outside you? If I had a videotape on you right now, what would I see?
What's happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I'm trying to organize my house because I'm thinking, you know, organize my house, organize my life, organize the business path.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, and I'm gonna guess that you're not really doing that right now because you're talking to me and you don't sound like you're shuffling around in the background.
Well,
I mean literally, what's happening right now?
Well, I got a pen in my hand.
Okay,
and I'm writing down what you're telling me.
Okay, and what's happening on the inside? How are you feeling on the inside? Are you feeling easy, free? Are you feeling tight?
No, actually, I have a really good feeling about everything.
Okay, great. So here's question two, and this may sound a strange question because you might not be thinking that you are trying to change that right now, but could you let go of wanting to change that, of wanting that to be any different than it is right now?
Okay.
So that you're just sitting there, and you've got your pen, and you're listening to me, and you're maybe writing some things down, and what if that was exactly what you're supposed to be doing to create the perfect business for you?
So just letting it be, just
letting it be, staying with yourself. So instead of trying to police yourself,
mm-hmm.
of trying to force yourself to fit some idea of how you're supposed to go, to actually be with yourself. And what you're going to notice is the more you're able to do that, to really just get in the moment that you're in and let it be the way that it is, it's almost like quieting the noise, all the great advice that's flying through your head about what you should be doing,
mm-hmm.
so that you can hear that still small voice within. You can hear that inner guidance, that inner inspiration, that divine guidance, whatever, however you think about that.
Okay, that's great advice.
And the more you do that, and the more you just listen, and the more you just follow that natural flow, what you're going to find is you're going to find all these wonderful inspired actions, which are things that, first off, whether or not they work, they're worth doing because you just want to do them. But secondly, they tend to take you much further than it should work. In other words, you get, for every one step forward, if it's an inspired step, 10 things start coming towards you. Okay, so you up for giving that a shot?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for your time.
It's an absolute pleasure. Okay, we are going to very quickly go to Barty in Georgia. If you're online, I will get to you after break. Barty in Atlanta, what I'm going to ask you to do, we're coming up on a break, so I'm going to ask you to go ahead and tell me what it is that you want to get out of our time together, how I can be of assistance, and then we're going to go to a break, and then when you come back, I'm going to have had 4 minutes to create something amazing for you.
Okay. I want to become a teacher.
Okay.
I'm certified.
Okay.
And I just need to get in.
All right. Fantastic. Barty, we're going to talk to you some more after the break. If you want to get in after the break, the numbers to call are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. You're listening to You Can Have What You Want. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
One, two, three, hit it!
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Hello again. The numbers to call if you want to get in on today's show are 1-866-903-TALK. That's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. And you can visit my website, www.geniuscatalyst.com, and find out more about programs that we offer and lots of free stuff, too. We're talking to Barty in Atlanta. Barty, so you want to get into teaching?
Yes.
So what stops you?
I had to take a break about 2 years in between, and I have failed before in teaching.
Okay, so once again, we've established that you're human.
And now I'm ready again to work as a teacher.
Okay, so how can I be of assistance? Because it sounds like you know what you want. You've done it before. You've gone in that direction before. What can I do for you?
I don't know. I have applied as a substitute, but I'm not getting enough work. Every time I go, the teacher says you did an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not getting enough work.
Okay, so what are you making up? And I'm using these words very very specifically. What are you making up is the reason that you're not getting enough work at?
Maybe my accent. I don't know.
Okay. So here's the reason that I ask the question and that I ask it in that way. One of the things that they found in research, a lot of research was done into a thing called learned helplessness,
mm-hmm.
which is the idea that once we've had a few failures, we tend to kind of internally, if not externally, give up
mm-hmm.
and decide that nothing we do is going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is that people who do that explain what happens to them in very specific ways.
Uh-huh.
And they explain it to themselves by telling themselves, okay, the reason that things aren't working is because of something to do with me, and it's not just a problem in this little area in the moment, it's a problem that I've had that's all about my whole life and is all about me. And so let's just together,
uh-huh.
let's make up three other reasons
mm-hmm.
why you might not be getting as much work as you want right now. Okay? So I'll go first. Okay. I'm going to make up
mm-hmm.
that you're not getting as much work as you'd like right now because you're capable of so much more than being a substitute teacher. And if you were given an easy route into substitute teaching, you would probably settle for that. But by making it difficult for you to just get work as a substitute, you're going to be forced to actually figure out what it is that you'd really love to do within that and to go further and to develop something that really taps into much more of what you're capable of.
I like it.
Thank you. That would I made it myself. Okay, you make one up now. Why else might you?
Yeah, I would rather, I want to teach in certain areas, and those areas are more difficult for people to understand, and I think that's my strength. So.
Okay. So here's the thing, Barty. What you can do, obviously, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
So if you need to take the work, mm-hmm. you're going to take the work.
Mm-hmm.
While you're doing that, though, you want to keep your focus and your attention on getting really clear about what you'd love to teach, mm-hmm. who you'd love to teach, mm-hmm. where you'd love to teach. And again, it's that wonderful thing that when you get really clear and honest with yourself about what you want,
mm-hmm.
the whole universe starts conspiring to help you get it.
Okay.
So it's very easy to do victim, okay, and get yourself into the idea, okay, I'm going to do victim now. The world is against me, and people think I've got a funny accent, so I'm never going to work. Okay, but instead, what I'm asking you to do is I'm asking you to do magnificence.
Uh-huh.
And to think, okay, this is the direction I'm headed in. This uh-huh. is what I'd really love to do, and I'm going to do what I need to do to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be as a part of my wonderful life. It's going to be as a part of the creation of this work that I really love and want and am called to do.
Okay.
You up for that?
That's something, some kind of homework do you give me to think that way? Because as I said, every time I walk in any classroom, none of the teachers gave me any comment. Everybody just told me that I did an excellent job. And still, I'm not getting the work I need to.
Okay. So here's what I would ask you to do for homework
mm-hmm.
is to continue to focus on mm-hmm. doing what you do mm-hmm. in the best way that you know how,
mm-hmm.
to continue to focus. So that's one. Good. Two, mm-hmm. to continue to focus on mm-hmm. what you really want to be doing and what you'd love to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And three, and this is going to sound almost random, but it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take one thing in your life that's bugging you,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to get rid of it.
Okay.
And the combination of those three things, and you can
mm-hmm.
you can repeat each week,
mm-hmm.
and the combination of those things, before you know it, 4 to 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find the whole energy around the project has shifted.
Okay.
Okay, and please do check in with me on the web.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, Barty.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, we will be going to, well, in fact, let's go to Cater in London right now. Cater, thanks for holding on. How can I be of assistance
Hello,
today?
Hello, thank you very much, Michael. I've really been enjoying the stuff on the website. It's tremendously helpful.
Thank you.
By the way, I'll be turning up to your NLP trainer.
Well, I'd better show up there, too, then.
In April.
In April, fantastic, in London, yeah.
I'm at a turning point in my life at the moment. I just turned 30, and it's a bit messy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck in a second degree. I've been teaching for a couple of years while I'm doing this degree,
mm-hmm.
and in parallel, I'm doing a final year of a teacher training qualification. So I'll be hopefully a fully qualified teacher by June, let's say, QTS.
Gee, are you sure you want to do that? Because, you know, there's no work out there.
No, actually, there's a lot of work.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just being a little provocative there. Just wanted to check. You're still with me. Okay. So
yeah.
So how can I be of assistance today? What would be great for you to come off this call with?
I'm really lost. I know I can do a good job. I've got enough brain cells to do that job properly, but I've never committed fully, and I've been moving from one thing to another, and it's a mess at the moment. And I feel like this is a second degree, and I've never, like, really established myself in a career, because the first one I had in Morocco, then I moved here in 99.
Okay, so let me stop you there, Kidder, because I've got a question. It sounds like all this stuff is just happening to you, okay? And I've moved house enough times to know that that doesn't just happen. You don't just accidentally wind up doing a second degree or accidentally wind up moving. So what is it that you're doing that's keeping you stuck? In other words, how are you doing stuck right now?
I have a really serious procrastination issue.
Okay. Do you want to put your serious procrastination issue on the phone, and I'll talk to that?
Yeah, we'll deal with that. If I can deal with that, that would be great.
Okay, so let's play a little game, okay? Let me talk to the part of you, and you can just make this up. Let me talk mm-hmm. to the part of you that procrastinates.
Yep.
Okay, let's give it a name. What should we call it?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay, we'll call it Bob. Just makes it easier.
Okay,
so Bob, thanks for coming in on the show. So I understand, Bob, that you are a brilliant procrastinator, that you do procrastination very well. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So I'm wondering, I know that all parts of all people have a positive intention for them, or else they wouldn't be there. So I'm wondering, what is it that you do for Cater by procrastinating so well? What is it that you're giving him? What are you doing for him?
I really don't know. I haven't got an answer for that one.
Okay, so I'll give you some of the kinds of things that people often say. So I know that some of the parts I talk to that procrastinate do it to really help keep their person safe, because they don't want them to get overcommitted in one area so that they still have their options open.
Yeah, I'm really scared of being stuck. I got that phobia of being stuck.
Okay.
I don't want to get stuck somewhere. And also, I think there's an element of fear of not being up to the job or something, so there's always like an excuse in the background. And also, I happen to be very successful in the past, and I've been crushed
because of family thing
and all that.
Okay, so Cater, can I have you back on the line?
Yep, sure.
We'll put Bob away for now. But here's what I want you to do.
Yep.
Okay? I want you to go out this week, mm-hmm. and I want you to fail 5 times.
Sorry, say that again.
I want you to fail 5 times this week. I want you to deliberately go out and not succeed at something.
Oh, God. Well, it sure is going to happen, but 5 is probably a lot.
Okay, and I want you to force the issue. There's a great Tom Watson, who was the head of IBM, had this great quote, which he said, if you want to double your success rate, double your failure rate.
I'm familiar with that.
It just sounds like what's keeping you stuck right now is that you don't want to fail. And failing is just what happens. It's just a stepping stone. It's just part of the journey. But we think of it as this big deal. You know, if you think about a small kid learning to walk, okay, if when you fell down as a child, if we called that failure and then you gave up, you wouldn't be walking now.
No,
oh, well, I guess Cater's not going to be a walker. Oh, well. But if you find out, just get over it this week. And if it feels hard, that's okay. You can do hard. But I want you to go out and I want you to find at least 5 ways to fail this week. And you can do more than 5, because I want you to do it until failure is just not a big deal anymore. Okay? And then I want you to check back in with me and let me know how that's gone.
Thank you. I'll see you sometimes in April in London.
Fantastic, Cater. Thank you so much. If you're online right now, I will get to you in the next segment. And I think we'll probably have time for 1 or 2 more. So the number is to call 1-866-903-TALK. It's 1-866-903-8255. Or from outside the United States, 001-858-623-0102. You're listening to You Can Have What You Want. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
1, 2, 3, hit it!
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Hello, hello. Let's pick straight back up on the phones and talk to Sandy in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Sandy, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
I don't know if I can be helped. I'm...
Okay, well, then I'll move right on to... No, I'm just kidding. Come on.
For the last 11 years, I have had the hardest time finding work. I had a tyrannical boss 11 years ago, and then I had a second one several years after that, and I'm a really good, honest person, accurate, and it just seems like I don't know whether I'm on a blacklist or whether this way of thinking would help me or what. I'm desperate for work.
Okay, so now, are you desperate for work because you're desperate for money, or are you desperate for work? Okay.
Well,
okay, no, hang on. That was a yes-no question. What's going on?
Well, pardon?
What's really going on? Because if it's not that you're desperate for money, is it a self-esteem? Is it, you know, in other words, what is it you really want? I get that a job is a nice little target, but what do you really want?
Respect, I guess.
Okay, fantastic. And thank you for being honest about that, because the fact is, a good job is the worst way to get respect. Well, next to maybe trying to get a good relationship or someone who loves you. In other words, changing the world is the most difficult possible way to change the way that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you go directly for what you really want, everything else follows. You know, I talk a lot in my work about inner success and outer success, about peace of mind on the inside and, you know, maybe like a nice piece of real estate on the outside. And that what we all want is both, really. We want happy success. We want to feel great and have a wonderful life. But the way that most of us have been taught to go about it is to try and get the wonderful life so that we'll feel great. Mm-hmm. And the way that it's not that that can't work. Let me be really careful here. Okay, you can be miserable and get lots of stuff and money. Okay, that is possible. And we all know people or know of people who've done it that way. But what I'm suggesting is that it's just as easy, and in fact, it's considerably easier to have a great time going for, getting, and having what you want. So, if what you want is respect, what would having respect give you? How would you feel if you knew that you were really respected and respect worthy?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how to answer that. You answer that with your body. Okay, so you might find language for it too, but that would be secondary. I want you to go into your body right now. And what I want you to do, go ahead and put your hand over your physical heart.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And just breathe into that. So you might even be able to feel your heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And think a happy thought. Think about somebody that you love. Someone that you love. Something that you love. Someone that loves you. Until you can really feel that warm, fuzzy feeling. Okay, do you have that?
It's hard for me because this subject is so emotional.
Okay.
You know?
That's,
I have to be honest with
and
you.
No, and that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it. So what I want you to do is I just want you to stay with that heart feeling. And again, the fact that it's difficult for you is why it's going to be so wonderful. The more you do it, the more you get it. Okay? But I just want you to stay with your heart. And just let me know when you get just a little bit of a good feeling there.
I think I have a little now.
Okay. All right. And what's your favorite color?
Green.
Okay. So I want you to imagine that little bit of feeling that you've got, that it's green. Mm-hmm. And I want you to imagine that green is washing through your whole body. So it's washing up to the top of your head, washing down to the tips of your toes, till your whole body is just painted with that good feeling.
Okay.
And now I want you to ask yourself a question. I want you to ask yourself, how can I take better care of myself right now? Just tell me what comes up.
I'm getting a blank. I'm not getting anything.
Okay, so go ahead and just stay with the feeling. And stay with the question.
Sunshine, that comes to my head for some reason. I
okay.
Don't know what that means.
Fantastic. So are you, how sunny is Scranton, PA today?
Not very much.
Not very much. Okay.
Awful.
Have you been in the sunshine though before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. When you get off the phone, I'm going to ask you to take at least 5 minutes to go to the sunshine in your mind, mm-hmm. since you don't have it there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do throughout this week, I'm going to ask you to pick up a book, and the book's called 1 Minute for Myself. Actually, in America, it might be called 1 Minute for Yourself. I'm not sure, but it's by Spencer Johnson. And it talks about, not exactly the process I've just given you, but it talks about the importance, the value, and gives some great methods for really tuning into that caring for yourself. Because before you deal with any of that stuff on the outside, you need to get to that place where you can care for yourself so much that it doesn't matter to you anymore whether people on the outside are respecting you or not. And I'll tell you, something magical starts to happen. As soon as you do that, you're going to start getting all that respect that you thought you needed. But you need to start by taking care of yourself first. Will you do that?
I will definitely try, but can you change it if somebody tyrannical has possibly blacklisted you just out of meanness?
Yeah, I'll go down there and beat them up for you. Honestly, Sandy, that sounds. I know that sounds to you like a sane question, and I don't mean a sane was probably the wrong choice of word, but it sounds to you like an important question. It won't even seem like a relevant question when you get in touch with this self-care that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The question will just become, what do I want to do next? And whatever somebody else may or may not have done will just become a detail.
So it can happen. You can,
Sandy, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely can happen.
Thank you. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you for phoning
Thank
in.
Very much.
Okay. Let's go to Sharon in Chicago. Sharon.
Hello.
How can I be of assistance today? Thank you for holding on.
Oh, thank you. I think my question is, what do I do next? I'm kind of in a place where I do not know where to go career-wise.
Okay. So this is a question that seems to be coming up a lot today. So let me address it for you, but let me address it generally.
Okay.
The answer to the question, what you should do next, is probably, let's see, you're in Illinois. That's what? That's central time zone. So not have lunch. You know what I mean? It's a much more immediate answer.
Right.
What people really mean, what should I do next, is what direction do I need to aim my life in? Is that true for you?
Exactly.
Okay. So that's a big project, aiming your whole life. And if you're not at a place, there are times in your life where you know where to go, where you have a sense of what's next. And there may even be areas of your life where you know where you want to head, maybe in a relationship, or you know where you want to head with your family. You know where you want to head with your practice. Is that true for you in any of those areas?
I think it's true. I think the problem I have is I never follow through. So, like, I can be excited about doing something, and then I'll go ahead and start something completely different without following through with what I was first excited about. And
okay.
I do that with almost everything.
All right. So a simple question. Why do you do that?
I really don't know. I think it might be fear.
Okay. So here's a really simple trick that's going to just make that a non-issue for you.
Okay.
Do you have a friend?
Yes.
Any kind of friend?
Yes.
Okay. So I thought I'd ask. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick, and it doesn't really matter what you pick, but I want you to pick a project that you're excited about, whatever that might be.
Okay.
And I want you to have that friend, and I want you to make a deal with that friend that you're going to call her or email, if that's easier, or him, at the beginning of each day, and you're going to tell him what you're going to do that day, and you're going to call or check in with him or her at the end of the day, and you're going to tell him what you did.
Okay.
And I just want you to do that for 1 week.
Okay.
And I want you to notice how much you do in that 1 week. Because a lot of times you don't need to actually deal with whatever the underlying issue is. Mm-hmm. You just need to take the action. And just by setting up that little accountability, I mean, you could almost do it by booking the appointment with a lamppost, but it's easier with a friend.
Okay.
And if once a day turns out to be not enough, check in once an hour.
Okay.
And just say, this hour I'm going to do this. This hour I actually did this. Okay?
Sounds good.
Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Sharon. So I'm very sorry we have a couple people holding on the line. I'm not going to be able to get to you today, but please do phone in next week. We are going to be talking about what I call the secret of letting go for it, which is my version of motivation and inspiration and all that kind of good stuff. Hope you have enjoyed the show. Please do come visit me online at www.geniuscatalyst.com. You can sign up for free tips and messages and all sorts of other fun stuff and forums on the site. In the meantime, you have been listening to You Can Have What You Want. I'm Michael Neal.
You're listening to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.